This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In this overheated season of entertainment awards like the Oscars and the Grammys, one prestigious honor roll often is overlooked. The Paz and Jop poll, a play on the words jazz and pop, is published by The Village Voice today. The yearly survey of the nation's rock critics highlights the best in new music. It started informally in 1974 and often spots enduring talent early on. That was true with artists such as singer-songwriter Elvis Costello in 1977 and Lucinda Williams in 1988. Village Voice music editor Robert Christgau coordinates the Paz and Jop poll. He says it takes a unique measure of the music scene.
You know, what you want ideally is you want artists to appeal to a wide audience and really do artistically adventurous things. The Beatles did that. Stevie Wonder did that. And this year, our second rank album, The White Stripes' Elephant, which was also nominated for a Grammy, could also be said to have done that. Don't wanna hear about it.
How can you tell you got it right? Do you have to wait a few years and see if someone's still listening to that?
Yeah. I mean, that's one way. And how good does it sound 10 years later, 20 years later? Canons are subjective. They shift. AC/DC never got any votes in the Paz and Jop Critics poll 25 years ago. AC/DC was a better band than that. That was wrong. I still don't like AC/DC that much. But in some sort of general way, I think it does not speak well of the poll that we skipped AC/DC. And similarly, black music always gets shortchanged, even now, with Outkast sweeping the poll, singles and albums. 1, 2, 3, up! My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. I don't really think the Grammys are that important, to be honest with you.
But this year you agreed. I mean, Outkast came on top of your
poll. I agree with Outkast, and I was pleased to see it. I thought the fact that Hey Ya didn't win the Single of the Year award and that silly Coldplay song did. Well, there was. I thought that was an atrocity. Hey Ya is the most popular. You know, it's an absolutely universal piece of music. Wesley Clark is quoting it. and why did that happen? Well, look at the nominees. Four of the five nominees for single Song of the Year were raps and Coldplay. So all the people who hate rap, and believe me, there's plenty of them. And among the Grammy voters, they voted for Coldplay. It was all they had left. The number of platinum albums that I think are really worthy, the other two, which also finished in Paz and Jop, were both hip-hop albums. Jay-Z's The Black Album and 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Tryin', a record I don't like very much at all. Breaks the billboards, from Gram to Grammys, the O's the opposite, off an Annie, you got a pardon chain for selling out the garden in the day. I'm like a young Marvin in his hay. I'm a hustler, homie. You a customer crony. The album that might actually do well eventually is the Fountains of Wayne album, which is the number three album. Welcome Interstate Managers. There isn't a bad song on that record. They had a fluke hit with Stacy's Mom, which should have won Single of the Year. And I think they can have other hits. And maybe eventually that record will go certainly gold and maybe even platinum. Stacy's Mom has got it going on. She's all I want and I've waited for so long. Stacy, can't you see? You're just not the girl for me. I know it might be wrong, but I'm in love with Stacy's Mom.
You don't have a glitzy TV show with a 5-minute delay and lots of cleavage and gowns and stuff.
They tried to do that to us several times, and it always failed utterly. Occasionally, back in the early days, they tried to make Paz and Jop into a big industry event. And sometimes they sort of half succeeded, and sometimes they didn't succeed at all. And then they gave up. The fact of the matter is, you know, rock critics are, if they're going to do their job, they're going to operate separately from the industry.
Robert Christgau is music critic at The Village Voice and coordinator of the Paz and Jop poll, which is released today. Sit down. Stand.